Yes, indeed. It is now time for the Craig James Financial Reform with our man Craig Ferrantino. Certified wealth strategist extraordinaire, president of Craig James Financial Services in Melville. And please, ladies and gentlemen, I implore you to check out the website. Fascinating website. Long Island Investment Advisors. .com, the aforementioned Craig Ferrantino. Always a pleasure. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. Good to hear you. Happy Monday.
A very happy Monday to you and to Wall Street as well. I'll tell you, a nice rebound up slightly on Friday. You're at a nice number here, 27,002 and change, but a little bit of a rebound the last couple of weeks, sir.
Yeah, let me do the numbers for this week for your listeners, and then we'll talk a little bit about it. But, you know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 27,220. For the week, it's up 1.6%. For the year, about 16%. The S&P 500 Index closed at 3,007, up 1% for the week. The NASDAQ at 81.77. The 10-year Treasury back up to 1.90%. So we had this little window there when it was at the 1.5, 1.6% for a 10-year. Lock and load on your mortgages there. Oil on Friday was about $55 a barrel. Let's see what happens today, and we'll talk about that as well. So, this past week, you know, we're about a half a point from the all-time high, you know, hear this on the news, but we're very close to it. And improving economic data, and which is good central bank policies from Europe and globally, and optimism around the trade talks between the U.S. and China, you know, really led stocks to power up, is a good word, to near record highs. China, you know, last week, Jay announced that it was going to exempt some U.S. products from tariffs. And the U.S. responded, Trump responded in kind, with delaying the increase in some of the tariffs scheduled to take effect next month in October. And people, you know, the markets generally saw this as goodwill gestures from both sides. And there's some optimism that an interim trade agreement can be achieved. Again, we got the 70th anniversary of China's founding. We talked about a few weeks ago. I think that's going to be now people are starting to talk about it. But I think, you know, if there's going to be a deal, they'll float until then, and then we'll see what happens after then. They just don't want to see too much pain from the U.S., and I think the U.S. will respect that. And then either get down to brass tacks come late November, December to really figure this out. And then I guess the Chinese are going to wait till the U.S. election, so they're going to try and do what they can to just keep things floating. I don't think you'll see a deal, but so we're going to be talking about this for many, many more weeks to come. The other shift I noticed this past week, though, there's a lot of value stocks that are getting crushed. The value stocks, Jay, are ones that pay a high dividend. They trade at a low price-to-earnings ratio, meaning that if company, brings in $10 or $1 of that $10 ends up being their profitability. So something that was a very good ratio for price to earnings. And those stocks haven't been participating in the upside. These are a lot of major value companies you may know of, like a Kellogg or Smucker's Jam, things like that. So, but we're starting to see some movement on the value side. So value portfolios are starting to look a little more attractive. These are ones that generally pay a decent dividend, but they haven't been participating in the up rally. Now, growth, you know, people say growth, you know, the idea of growth is growth equities is that people, that the companies, instead of paying out dividends, their shareholders take the money that they make and they reinvest it back in the company. And the ones that pay dividends basically say, hey, we're making good money here, or sometimes we're in a captive market. We're going to start distributing some of the money back to the shareholders. And that's what a dividend is. And so you're starting to see the value stocks, which is the latter I just mentioned, starting excitement. So, we got a lot going on here, and you still got Brexit out there and things like that. So that's where we are these days, Jay.
Interesting, Craig Ferrantino. Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a little caveat there as well. But You know, the other thing I'll be looking at, I think, this week is what the Fed Reserve does, Craig, and that is maybe another announcement of another interest rate cut. Do you think that's going to happen?
Well, there was, they said something in August. There was a slight pullback on that, and you're starting to see, you know, I think now cooler heads have sort of prevailed for September. And there's a lot of talk at the Davos where a lot of the Fed was meeting, and the Fed is really likely to cut rates this week. That's what I'm predicting, but we expect markets will respond to any signals that any additional policy moves aren't in sync with the current expectations for more rate cuts. Again, the German Bund is at a minus 0.6% these days. So when we're paying 1.9% on our 10-year treasury, we're the place to be, and all around the world. And so we want to make sure that that the Fed is in step with where the markets are talking about. And I think that's been a big problem. You know, there's a huge article. This is going back a long time. It was Milton Friedman, one of the economists, and this is talked about in graduate school usually, but basically says that, hey, Jay, you know, the depression in 1929 was really caused by the Fed not reducing rates. And that's his big argument, that they controlled the economy that way. And so that's why I think the president and his advisors have been very strong to say we need more rate cuts, because the Fed itself can, you know, they're going with the theory that the Fed itself can trigger the recession into a depression. So, so yes, I expect a rate cut this week, and I think cooler heads are going to prevail, just like I said. And we'll see what this means to the person driving and on the LAE right now. Is that, hey, you know, stay the course with some of these things. Look at these value. If you have 401ks and there's a chance for a value as well as growth, you know, there could be this, you know, large cap value versus large cap growth. I'd start to shift some assets into the value. It's been grossly underrepresented in these markets, and it might be a good idea. Of course, it's not particular advice to anybody, but that's just an idea that I'd be thinking about for my clients. We had the big thing was that, and this came out this weekend, with this Iran, alleged drone strike. Well, definitely drone strike, but not sure who did it. And I think that in Saudi Arabia, that's some people are saying that's their Pearl Harbor, you know, the terrible experience, basically shut down, oil across the globe. A good part of it. I think it knocked out half of Saudi's oil. It's in the United States, which is a great, and only in the last few years, we used to get something like 2.7 million barrels a day from Saudi Arabia. We're down to one ship, just about 500,000 barrels of oil a day. So it really not affecting us. We don't need their oil. We've become energy independent in the last few years. We create our own energy, so it's really not going to affect us. We're not in the high demand cycle, which is later in the winter when people start cranking their heat and things like that. So I think this is going to be less of a the press is reporting this is like a huge disaster. It's going to have a lot of effect. I don't really see that happening because we in the United States are become energy independent. It may cause problems for China, though, and some of the Asian countries where 70% of Asian energy is actually imported. So they make very little of their own oil or natural gas. And so that prices go up for them, that's going to be another hit in addition to the U.S.'s tariffs on some of these countries. So I'm curious just to see how this plays out. But in the long end, one of the value stocks that we were talking about just before, a lot of them are oil. You know, they haven't participated in the upside of the market largely because the demand has been stagnant. And so now with your increasing demand because some of these facilities are shut down, you're going to start to see some of those value stock oil value stocks start to pick up. And I think that's very, very interesting. But the politics are very unpredictable in this situation, as well as the security concerns. It's not a threat to the United States. So we'll see. The markets are trading pre-market. Last time I looked, it was down about 112 points, which really is not on a 27,000 market. It's really not that much. So,
two things before I let you go. Bated breath, I'll be watching what the Fed does. Remember last time that happened, we took a major dip as far as some of the stocks. So we'll keep an eye on that. And of course, you know, the other thing is that the government made a very key point over the weekend, Craig, regarding spending. Americans are spending, but it's good to see the car industry is getting, you know, a nice portion of the proceeds. People are out there and they are buying automobiles there. We haven't seen that in a long time.
Yes. But then there's the United Auto Workers strike coming up, and General Motors will be the first one to be striking, as you might have heard in the news. So I'm curious as to see how this all plays out. They do get paid $28 to $33 an hour, the average line worker at General Motors. I don't know the details. So I'm not going to comment on either side. But I do want to say, just as a stock, General Motors stock did make about $8 billion last year in profits. But that was down about 20%. I remember those numbers came in and the stock kind of sold off. So they're not as profitable as they'd like to be. And so we'll see how this all plays out. But yes, it's great to see that more Americans are buying. The confidence in the economy is extremely strong, strongest that I've seen in my experience, which has been, you know, 30 years or so now. Very, very impressive. So we'll see how this all plays out, of course. But the strike just kind of throws a wrench into it. And, unions may be bringing up good points again. Don't know too much about it. There's less people in the unions these days. And also the other concern is that you're being replaced many times by temporary workers or part-time workers making less money. So companies always have the option of doing that. And so I think that, not to roll over for the major companies, but to make sure that something could be worked out that works good for both the workers who are killing themselves making these cars, as well as for the companies who are trying to stay profitable for their shareholders, for the health of their own companies. Kind of tough situation. Let's see how that plays out.
No doubt about it. Lots happening. We'll see what the week brings. Mr. Craig Ferrantino, ladies and gentlemen. Certified wealth strategist extraordinaire and the president of the Craig James Financial Services. Please check it all out on that website. It is an education beyond Long Island Investment Advisors .com. Sir, we'll see what it brings, and we'll look forward to next Monday. How's that?
Thank you very much, Jay. Have a good week.